So I'm John Lamb. I'm the regional official for the FBU in London.
Excellent. So, at one point, we can see that shortages reached 50 fire engines during the day shift of the 25th of December. What are the consequences of such a thing?
So, well, I think we can all agree that if your house is on fire and you need to be rescued by firefighters, if the nearest appliance to you is unavailable, you will wait longer. So, I mean, obviously, it's a great concern to us, the amount of appliances we're off the run. So, I mean, we pretty much went through the Christmas period with, well, London has 102 fire engines, of which 40 are multi-appliance fire stations. So it has two pumping appliances, a pump ladder and a pump there. Most of Christmas, the second appliance at those stations was unavailable due to lack of riders. Also, I mean, actually more than that was off. So we've got several other special appliances, turntable ladders, fire rescue units. So fire rescue units are used for specialist incidents, hazmat, line rescue, water rescue, RTCs. They're also on the predetermined attendance for high-rise fires. We have 14 in London and at some point, 7 or 8 of them were unavailable. So, I mean, it is obviously a concern. If your nearest fire engine is not available, you will wait longer, which puts you in greater danger and puts firefighters in greater danger.
Is there not a contingency plan for this sort of event?
Well, I think you'd have to ask the London Fire Brigade what their contingency plan is. I think what we see over the Christmas period is, and you have to look at this at the backdrop of what has happened to London Fire Brigade since 2010. So since 2010, the London Fire Brigade has seen a loss in firefighter establishment of 112 firefighters. Added to that, a recruitment freeze for the last year, which means we're a further 180 firefighters short. And then you get to the point where the Omicron variant has basically means 15% of the workforce that is now left is either confirmed with COVID or having to SI. And that's why you see a third of appliances off the run. I mean, the London Fire Brigade will say they maintain their pan-London attendance times, but I think there's got to be a bit of understanding about what that is. So London have a pan-London attendance time of 6 minutes for the first fire engine and 8 minutes for the second. That's pan-London. That's not necessarily what you get. I think the first thing you need to understand is actually the way they record the attendance time is not from time of call, when you phone to say your house is on fire, but from time of mobilisation, which is when they drop the bells and send the fire engine. So the average time between time of call and time of mobilisation is 1 minute 32. So in reality, their Pan London average is not 6 and 8, it's 7.32 and 9.32 for the first and second machine. And then that is Pan London. So when you go down to look at it at borough level, there will be boroughs. Last stats I see, there was one borough that didn't make the average. But then when you go down to ward level, you know, a third of wards in London will not have that, you know. And I think the truth is, if your house is on fire and you are trapped and you have to wait 7, 8, 9, 10 minutes, the fact that the average in London is 6 doesn't make much odds to you.
How much money is needed to rescue the London Fire Brigade at the moment out of the government cut situation?
Well, I haven't got the exact figures in front of me, but I think since 2010, you're looking at that the government has cut, I think, around 100 million from the budget of the London Fire Brigade. The government cut that money. The government could put it back in. I mean, I think the government does need to look after the fire service. It's not just in London. They've cut budgets up and down the country. All fire services have less firefighters than we used to. So I think government needs to stump up that money and put it back in. Regarding the London Fire Brigade, I think they need to make every opportunity when they're looking at their budgets to make sure any savings, any increase in budget goes to operational firefighters.
Can you tell us more about the day-to-day consequences of these cuts, because you don't see a large amount of deaths and at least reported deaths. Could it be more injuries as a result of smoke inhalation? Is that a consequence that we're likely to be seeing?
Well, if it takes longer for a fire engine to get to an incident, that incident will be more dangerous for the people who are there and for the firefighters who are turning up. The reason they have a to the 6 and 8 attendance time, or Pan London 6 and 8 attendance time for appliances, is because effectively for firefighters to be safe, as safe as you can be when you're fighting fire at an incident, you need a minimum of 2 appliances there. I mean, we don't just fight fires. I mean, you look over the last 10 years, you look at the incidents London's had. We had, you know, you can go back to the London riots. I mean, we effectively have 27 fire engines and 10 fire stations less than we did the night that happened. I mean, obviously the Grenfell incident, you know, the worst disaster in peacetime the fire service has ever seen. Even you look at floodings in the last couple of years, we've had floodings the likes we've never seen. And then in the summer, a few years back, we had grass fires and fires on heaths like we'd never had before that took large amounts of machines to deal with. I mean, the truth is, I think what you need from a fire service is enough firefighters and operational staff to deal with your busiest day, plus some in reserve, so when things like Omicron happen, we don't fall down. And I think central government particularly have spent the last 10 years trying to reduce it to what you need for your least busy day. And actually crossing your fingers and hoping nothing happens is not the way that we should be looking after people when it comes to fire.
Are there usually shortages on Christmas Day? Because the figures you've given are about the 25th of December and the 24th. Is there usually a lot of people taking time off that would also be impacted here?
Well, I think obviously at Christmas, so how the London Fire Brigade works is there's a leave allocation. I think you could understand that actually at Christmas, everyone who can take leave does take it. So, but I have never seen shortages the like of what we've seen. I mean, for instance, a whole period where a fire engine at every multi-appliance fire station in London pretty sits the whole time with no one to ride it. So you would walk past that fire station and you would see 2 fire engines. There's only one there. And in some cases, actually, stations were shut over the Christmas period. So you would have walked past and there wasn't a fire engine available for you there. So, I mean, actually, the fact that we see London not being able to keep all the appliances on actually proves the fact that we need more firefighters to deal with, you know, normal day-to-day business, but also to deal with when the unexpected happens. I mean, COVID has been with us for 2 years now. I mean, we had last Christmas, we did have not as many as this Christmas, but we did have machines off due to COVID and SI. This Christmas again, I mean, what we need is an increase in establishment so we have enough firefighters that when, for instance, we had 15% of the workforce had SI and COVID over the Christmas period. We should have enough firefighters that actually we can keep our machines on when that happens. I mean, London's a world-class city. It deserves a world-class fire service. But like I said, we've had, since 2010, we've seen large amounts of money cut by central government and we've seen a reduction in the amount of firefighters that we do have. I mean, what we need to do now is actually take a hard look and actually more money needs to be found by central government so people have the fire service they deserve.
Excellent, thank you. Is there anything else you'd like to mention?
No, I don't think there's anything else. I suppose I would just finish that actually. And I've said it already, but we need the government to start putting the money they've withdrawn from the fire service nationally and in London back into the fire service. And we need the London Fire Brigade to look hard at their budget if the government don't do that, because we do need more firefighters. If there's no firefighters, there's no London Fire Brigade, is the truth of it. We need more, and we need enough that we can deal with all the incidents that London has to deal with and deal with occurrences like COVID and Omicron variants.
Deputy Commissioner of London Fire Brigade Richard Mills has given us the following statement. We currently have 9.5% of staff absent due to testing positive for COVID-19 or having to self-isolate. Throughout the pandemic, we have consistently met our attendance targets. These are to get the first fire engine to an incident within a London-wide average of 6 minutes and a second fire engine within a London-wide average of 8 minutes. Like all other emergency services, we have faced staffing challenges due to the COVID-19 pandemic. We continue to face these challenges as new variants are found and restrictions are updated and changed. We follow the relevant government guidance closely to keep our staff safe. Our fire cover is planned on a London-wide basis. If staff or fire engines at a particular station are unavailable for any reason, we move them from elsewhere to provide cover. This happens daily as standard practice as crews deal with emergencies, carry out community safety work, or train away from their station.